Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
BBB Army, we have a special returning guest with us today, as you can tell from the screen. And for those of us who are listening, we have the one and only Lee, aka Saints of the Undead, right here again with us today.
I feel like I should have done this, hang on.
Like Dr. Evil. Thank you again, Lee, for coming back on. We deeply appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me back. It's been a minute.
Yes, it has been a minute. We are excited to have you back on and ask you a lot of questions that we have for you. First things first, how are you doing?
Very good. I think last time we spoke, I just kind of quit my job. So I've been fully for a year now. So a lot of learning. Really, really, really happy.
That's good. Yeah. That's
congratulations. Really good. It's amazing.
Hopefully the weather over there has been good. It's been hot over here. So
we've had like what happens in England is round about April, May, we'll get like 2 weeks of really good weather and then it'll just rain and then it'll be sunny for a few days and it'll just rain and rain and rain. So we're kind of in that spell at the minute where it's just been raining a lot and really windy. So this is kind of summer over here.
I am jealous.
it makes me very sad. I like the sun, so yeah.
It sounds like Seattle weather.
Damn it, I want your guys' weather.
Oh, it's horrible.
No, I love rain. I hate the sun. You guys can have it. Just give me your rain.
We'll swap, yeah.
BBB Army, we have Lee back on with us because if anyone has been living under a rock in the fandom or just happened to come across this video, Lee is the artist behind the one and only Bleeders jacket that he collaborate with Black Veil Brides. So we're going to dive into some of the questions we have for you, sir, of the Bleeders jackets, because I swear, it's like last time we had you, you had nothing to do with Black Veil Brides or anything. So we're like, okay. But now, boom, Black Veil Brides are like, so we need him back.
I think we spoke about it last time as well. I think you kind of, I'm not sure, but I'm sure you said something about, oh, wouldn't it be good to work on with them in future? I was like, oh, yeah. And then here we are.
It happened. We manifested, Nicole. It worked.
It was fate.
I guess our first question when it comes to the beautiful jackets is, how did you feel either when Black Veil Brides approached you to make the Bleeder jackets for them, like the first collaboration that you did with them?
Well, it was through Cursed, obviously doing the designing for that. So yeah, Mariel kind of was the mediator. She put the feelers out and I'm not entirely sure what the conversation was, but then Andy and his team kind of got back and said, we're looking for some kind of jackets to be done for, I didn't really know much about the theme at the time. I knew obviously from the makeup side of things, what the theme was kind of leading to, but I didn't know it was going to be really heavily based around Sweeney Todd at the time. So it was one of those things, it comes in and I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be cool if it comes off, but you don't actually think it's going to. I think that happens a lot with these big type of things, you think, oh, that'll be really good, but it's not going to happen. And then when it did, it was like, it was very quick. And my memory is really bad, but I think it was from, yeah, we're going to do it to finishing all the jackets. It was like literally about 3 weeks or something like that. It was to source jackets, to do them and get them back over. So it was a quick job, a quick turnaround. So it was, but that much it makes it super fun when it's that quick and the pressure's on, you know, all of it.
Oh wow, 3 weeks.
about three weeks.
Well, that's really cool that it was Madame Curse that got the connections going between you and Black Veil Brides and that collaboration. I just thought like Andy approached you or the team approached you, did not think about Madame Curse. That's really cool though.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for that bit of networking.
The jackets, as we all know, they're amazing. I mean, I've been counting down on X/Twitter to get a sneak peek because it's your work. I love your work. So while you were working on the jackets, what was the process while designing them? Because I think Andy has even released on his Instagram stories a while back when the jackets and the Bleeders music video came up. He likes to doodle a lot of the concept and visualize it. So I'm assuming Andy kind of talked to you and then send you over his doodles to you about what he was thinking of.
Yeah. So when he put a post on his Instagram page, which I was very, very thankful for when he like thanked me personally, it was like, I've never had that type of thanks on such a public level. And he put those doodles on there, what he sent over. So as soon as we started the process, Andy's been like the most involved out of anyone I've worked with in terms of this is kind of, it wasn't like a micromanaging. It was like, this is my doodle, as you would have seen. This is what we're going for. But he still gave me total freedom to add things if I wanted to and give my input, obviously being the designer. So, and I think our email thread back and forth was about 30 emails, which was, it was really kind of in depth. And the funny thing was, obviously, me being in the UK, you guys being in the States, there's that time difference. Usually when I work and you guys are in bed. But every time I sent an email, it was like responded to really quickly. And that's helped so much, especially if I'm trying to, I'm going to try this on this bit. Do you think it'll work? And he'd be like, yeah, I think that sounds really good. Or no, maybe he's not do it here. Maybe he's do it on this one. So that was really good. That had that really quick response rather than, because sometimes when you're working with kind of big names, they've got a lot going on. And I might wait like 2 or 3 days to get a response. And it's like, oh, I can't do anything. Do you know, I don't want to commit to something. And then they say, I don't want that. Do you know what I mean? So Andy was amazing through it all. Like, really kind of the details were there. He let me be kind of creative. But his creative vision was there to set the kind of groundwork of what I needed to do. So it was really, really enjoyable. Really loved it.
Yeah, that's one good quality that Andy has, just like communication, I think, in general, because even on the stage presence, when he's performing, he always gives a round of applause to the previous bands, the opening acts, or even acts that are playing right after his set and stuff. So it's cool that Andy was very hands-on with you with the design choices, with the logo, the blood splatters, and et cetera.
Yeah. I think it was because I was thinking originally, oh, we're going to do like, before I saw the doodles, I was thinking, right, and I didn't know it was going to be Sweeney Todd, like I said. I was thinking, right, I need to pick the best work I've done, the most kind of over-customized thing. And then when we got the doodles and I knew what it was for and obviously wearing the kind of Victorian things underneath, I was like, right, yeah, it needs to be more basic because you can't have this super customized jacket. And then it's, you know what I mean? It would just totally look odd. So it was more, I think I mentioned to you when you were asking for previews of the jacket, I was saying they're not going to be like super customized. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? More, a lot of detail in smaller parts. And I loved the way they come out, how the colors were, especially in the video and stuff like that. I just think they fit the theme really, really well.
Oh yes, I will agree with that. I mean, I knew the jackets were the Bleeders EP, I mean the music video, so I was just like, okay, watching the music video, they're the jackets.
I think it's great that you both got to share creative reign on it too, and that it wasn't more one or the other, it was that you both shared it equally.
Yeah, that collaboration is what I love. And I do things for some people and they just say, yeah, do whatever you want. And I love that as well. I love just to do it and they have that trust in me. It's brilliant. But for something like this and knowing kind of now what Andy would work like and what his thought process would be, it was, if I ever got to work with him again, I'd really enjoy it. And that type of collaboration, I really, really did enjoy it. It's the first time I've had that like level of like that groundwork ready in there and those doodles there. Normally I'm the one doodling and sending it over to someone to say we could do this. So having it the other way was really cool.
Kind of provide you like a baseline of like, this is the idea. If you want to add more, feel free to do it. Makes me wonder now that if Andy went the other choices, like design, do whatever you want to do. Like it's Sweeney Todd, here's a logo, go for it. Makes me wonder like what type of designs or like stuff you would add on to the jackets if not. Pretty simple, but like maybe more spikes, more chains.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have got them all done in 3 weeks. Probably would have been a lot more ridiculous and like stood out like a sore thumb on the video. But I'm sure you would have reined me in if I was being a bit too silly with them.
Can you share any memorable anecdotes or interesting moments from working closely with BVB on the jacket collaboration?
So it's only been Andy I've kind of had a conversation with. Oh, well, I guess the main thing that happened was the jacket that Andy wore wasn't the one that he was planned to wear. So he already had a jacket which he was going to send to me, and he did send to me. I obviously sourced jackets for the other guys. I tried to get them as close as possible, and they were quite close in terms of the brand and the size and stuff like that. So then Andy sent his jacket over, and it got stuck in customs for a week or something. And we're obviously on this mega tight turnaround. So I was like, I never really have any issue with customs. Every time I send things, 9 times out of 10, it gets there, unless it's a certain country. Some of the EU countries are a bit naughty with the customs and stuff like that. But coming over, it's not been fine, and it got held up. So I was like, so then I've started looking for jackets, which, because you wanted obviously the cropped one and things like that. It was tough to find a certain jacket which would fit the style, and then sizing was maybe an issue because I didn't know his exact size. So I looked for a while in terms of finding one and found this one that we went with. And we had two choices. We went with the one we went with, which was like the embossed kind of crocodile-y type skin jacket, which added that extra layer of texture, which was just a mistake. But I think it worked really well. And it's a ladies' jacket as well. It's a ladies' one, which helps with the cropped. And I said to him, I wear ladies' jackets quite a lot. If it fits for someone who's like tall and skinny like me and Andy, it kind of works a lot better. So that came, and he just trusted me that it was going to fit. And the other thing as well was the back of his jacket was going to be red. And I said, what about if we do it grey, just to obviously have you stand out a bit more, and that kind of grayscale might just had a different layer of kind of, I don't know, coolness and visual. So that was something else that kind of changed as well. We went from red to grey on his. When it got delivered, I was just so thankful that I got delivered, because I think, again, my memory's terrible, but again, I think they only arrived like a day or two before the shoot. And it was a big box with obviously five jackets in. So getting them across and not getting stuck in customs, I was just thankful when they got there. That was kind of the only two things that was a bit scary from it. The rest was just kind of took care of itself.
Yeah. I still think to get all five jackets done in 3 weeks is absolutely insane.
Yeah. I mean, it normally takes me about two and a bit days maybe to do a normal jacket. So these ones were less customized. It was maybe a day and a half, but it was the fact that I had to find a jacket. And I try and be as sustainable as I can. So I will, when I can, source pre-owned jackets which are new or as new, and a lot of people will buy a jacket and they'll wear it once and they'll put it in the cupboard and they won't wear it again, then they'll 2 months later they'll try and sell it. So I'll try and get those jackets. I know it happens a lot. So pretty much brand new jackets, and I can get, you know, a lot cheaper price, and the customer gets a better jacket, and I'm trying to be sustainable. So I'm not trying to buy brand new jackets a lot. So it was trying to find all those things, get them, and then wait for them to be shipped over, then planning the design, and then get going. So yeah, it was stressful, but it was, like I said before, it was really, really fun.
Yeah, I'm glad it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. It normally does. I'm gonna touch some wood, but it normally does tend to work out. Especially when, and I love that kind of pressure. I think I've kind of, through different jobs, I've kind of had that in the past, and I really kind of thrive on it. I think that's when people do the best work, when they are under pressure, and it's just down to their kind of instincts kind of kicking in. So I really thrived on it, and I'm just glad it all worked out.
You learn to adapt.
Yeah, of course.
That's really cool of the backstory of Andy's jacket, because I did notice that during the Bleeders music video that his was a little different than everyone else, definitely the crop top. And thank you for now verifying the texture of it, because I kept looking at it and like, is there texture? It looks like crocodile skin. Yeah. I could be wrong. Maybe it's just the lights or stuff. No, that's really cool. And so I did see the Bleeders story with Nicole when they came over to Denver in the States here. And I know Lonnie, Jake, Jinx were theirs in the beginning. I think Andy had another variation, but I did see them wear the jackets, like, I think, what was it, the Sick New World in Vegas, I think it was.
Yeah.
They did wear those there. Those was really cool when they had the Victorian lace stuff on it. So
yeah, I think the jacket that Andy wears, he's got a different one which has got a few studs on and a bit of blood.
Yeah,
I think that is the one that he sent, because it did eventually turn up like a day before I was finishing the jackets. So I just put it in the box and send it back. So I think that is the jacket that he might then. So
okay, because I see them both
together now. Sorry. I see them both together, and I'm glad that it didn't come, because I think it's the other one's just got a different type of personality about it. And it's, like I say, you're looking at it and you're looking at it more, and and they've got these ties around, which I don't know, I think it just fits more. And it was just one of those mistakes that just worked out for the best. Cause I think if his other jacket come, it would have just been a bit too ordinary for him. Where the other one just fits his style, and he's got the high trousers on.
Yeah.
And it just totally fits his style and everything.
Happy little mistakes, as Bob Ross says.
Well, it makes me kind of curious then, if that did show up on time, then that means, do you think the jacket would have a complete, obviously it would have a different look and style, but the design wise, would it have been the same, or would you guys have gone a different route?
I think design wise, yeah, because we painted on like the stitching and stuff like that with the blood off it throughout. And on a normal jacket, and this is the conversation I had with him, on a normal jacket where like the Brando style, where you've got the lapels coming down and the collar and stuff, which and the zips, I think it wouldn't have worked as well. It would have looked a bit too much like we're trying too hard to make it look a certain way. Where on his doodles, his is more like of a leather blazer, where it's more straight cut and stuff like that. There's not much detail on it. So I think the things that we put onto it wouldn't have looked as good. Obviously, with the other guys' ones, it's more about the kind of splashes of red and like down one arm, do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So yeah, I think if the other jacket had come, it just wouldn't have looked as, I don't know, it just wouldn't have looked as cool. I think it is just a mistake, which is, I was happy that happened. And I had to kind of, I remember kind of almost convincing Andy that this would look cool on you, because I tried them on, I sent him a video, I said these are the two jackets, the other one that I got for him was mega tight and I was like couldn't move in it, I was because we're similar kind of build and height, but when I tried this other one and I said look, it's super cropped, but and it looked stupid on me, it did, but I said I think on you it's going to look really cool, and especially if you've got the, you know, the shirt underneath, the high trousers, and I think it's going to look really good. And he just kind of went, yeah, I think so. So went with it. And I'm glad he did.
Well, I can tell you, it does look amazing when he does wear it on stage presence, that either one that he does the tooth. And it's just really, it's kind of a cool, probably for you, surreal feeling to see them wear the jackets during tour and these big festivals that they go to.
It's wicked. But I mean, Andy could wear like a bin bag and he'd look great in it, wouldn't he? Like, he could put a hole on the top and he'd look great. So he's just one of those guys, isn't he? He just looks great in anything.
Can make anything work. Anything is fashionable with that man.
Anything. He has everything. Yep.
Sickening, isn't it?
out of curiosity, because I know some fans in the army are wondering, out of all the bleeders jackets that you design, which one is your personally your favorite?
Changes all the time. Every time I did a new one, I sent it to Andy. He was the same. He was like, oh, I really like that one. He was like, oh, I like this one better. And I was the same. I think I did Lonnie's last. And I thought this one isn't going to be my favorite. And then that one was for a time. And it's, I don't know. I liked Jake's because it had the red arm and stuff like that. And I thought that was cool. And then I liked, I liked them all just for different reasons. I think on CC's I did the reds up the arm, they kind of faded away. There was just different things about them, which I've then took into kind of designs I'm doing now, and so like constant learning as well from trying new things. So there was, I did like them all, they were all my favorite at one point. I think when I finished them I thought this is my favorite, then I do the next one I'd be like no, this so I can't pick
that's
one.
Fair. That's a fair answer. Same. I can't pick one either because they're all unique in their own different ways. So
yeah,
that's why I had to share them all. You can't. They're all so just unique and cool looking. I really loved that. You were very clever when designing them. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Like I said, Andy came up with a lot of them from you can see from the doodles. When I think Jake's, he only had a bit of red on the arm. I said, why don't we just do a full red arm and make it look really kind of out there? And he said, yeah, go for it. So I was happy to do that.
So were you able to speak to the other guys, or was it strictly just Andy when it came to like designing the jacket?
It was straight to Andy, yeah. I think he had that vision. I don't know if that works all the time, but for this, I think he had that vision of how it was going to look. And then it was just a case of me and him back and forth. And I kind of preferred that, because I think when you get too many people's opinions in, I've known this from in the past, being in jobs and being in bands and stuff. I think for me personally, when you get too many people's opinions, it can then, I don't know, it clouds a bit of the creative. It can be good sometimes for a collaborative point of view if you're doing certain projects. But I think for something this specific, I think just having one or two people's ideas together is best.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Nicole, do you have any more questions when it comes to is it jackets?
For the jackets, I mean, I have a question about the bleeders era in general, actually, for you that I would love to ask. Out of this entire bleeders era of Black Veil Brides, I just want to personally know your thoughts on it. What do you think of this new era of Black Veil Brides? Do you have like a specific song that you like out of the three that they have released?
I think it's I feel it's totally different. I don't know if that's because the guys are getting older, and you don't want to say like where they're maturing as musicians and that type of stuff, but I think it's more the concept, and it's more, I don't know, it's a lot different. I like it. I like the theme. I obviously like the color scheme that goes with it. I just love black and red. I mean, that for me is just a big thing. The music video was like probably one of the best videos I think I've ever seen. That director, I know he's done quite a few different videos with kind of Fall in Reverse and things, but that video, when I watched it, I was like, do you know when you get really excited about something and you start sweating and you get hot and you have like goosebumps? I was like, watching it, I was like, this is wicked. And then I kind of almost forgot my jacket, so then I was like, oh, there's my jacket. And then I was just watching the video and I was just, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So from that point of view, that visual, and obviously the songs, I feel like the songs are a lot different as well. From, you can tell it's a Black Veil Brides song, but it's just, there's something different about it. I'm not sure what it is, but I think it's probably the best song that they've done. I would say that. I would put that to the top straight away. I think for me as well, being more of a, especially through, we spoke about this last time, about being a bit a total metal guy growing up.
Yeah.
It's more heavier and stuff like that, which I love. And I love like the softer stuff as well. But just bringing those two things together, I think for me, it was just like a really nice recipe for me. That's why I like it so much.
A lot of people are in love with this new era of Black Veil Brides. I think it's something that really, really suits them. And, you know, just going with Jake and Jinx on the guitar and Andy's vocals, I really think that this is the era they're meant to be in.
Yeah, it's going to be cool seeing what they do after it. So obviously this is just like a EP, and I don't know what they'll then go to next. But that type of thing is exciting when someone does something like that, seeing what they'll do next, and it has that kind of hype around it.
Yeah, agreed. I think we're all ready for their next new step.
Yeah.
We're ready for the next album release.
Yes. Yes. I still want more Bleeders though, because it's amazing. All right. We do have a couple of questions for you when it comes to Black Veil Brides, Kurt's Cosmetics collection.
Okay. I'll try my best.
Nicole, would you like to start off?
Yeah. So one of my first questions about this is, I'm just wondering how you ensured that the design of the makeup packaging and the font aligned with Black Veil Brides' brand identity and resonated with their fans.
Thank you for not asking about makeup straight away, because I don't know. in terms of the design, I'll talk about that. So in terms of how it kind of come about, I was speaking to Mariel about it, and I said, because this was the first time I've designed anything for her.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've designed any makeup as well. But I said to her, my kind of style is kind of simple. I don't want to overcomplicate things. I want it to be simple. I want it to look cool and sleek. And do you know what I mean? I want to just have that look about it, which you look at it and you can't almost take your eyes off it, but there's not much going on. I always find that really kind of interesting. So it was, again, color scheme kind of takes care of itself. It's my kind of thing, black and red. I like it. In terms of what my initial thoughts were at the start, it was that picture from that first tour poster went out, obviously with the guys, the black and white with the red kind of
eyes.
Yeah, I was like, that has to be obviously a play part somewhere for sure. And then obviously the Bleeders, and I thought, well, blood, and I'll obviously have all my drippy stuff come off, I have all my jackets. So it kind of just went hand in hand from there, really. So it was quite nerve-wracking, because it was a big thing, and there's obviously a really big fan base that have been waiting for this for a while, and I didn't want to mess it up. Do you know what I mean? And I wanted it to, I didn't want it to look like, this hasn't hit the, and there might be some people who feel like it hasn't hit the mark, but I feel like it has. I feel like it's really cool, and I can't wait to see it in the flesh now as well. The pictures that Kirst have taken of them look really cool. So I was just happy when I've seen the pictures, now it's been manufactured. I was just really, really happy with it, and I can't wait to see it.
Agreed, we can't always.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I can say, just by looking at it, to be honest, it's one of those, you look at it and you think, oh my God, you can tell that is your work. Like, that is Lee's work. But then you're like, it also screams Black Veil Brides, but it's also Kurst Cosmetics. It's a mix, it's a perfect blend of all three of you guys.
Yeah, and I think that's why Mariel wanted to kind of tag my name on the end of it as well.
Yeah.
Which I was really thankful for, that she wanted to do that and was accepting of that. So I just think it's cool that when you see those collaborations between anyone, if it's music and makeup and anything alternative, I love when there's those collaborations go on. I just think it's cool. So to be a part of it, I still like it's one of the best things that I feel like I've done in terms of a business type thing, I'm super, super proud of it.
It's
You should
really,
be.
I, yes, you should be. It's really amazing. Like Nicole said, like, I mean, I kind of am obsessed with your work. So when I saw the font and like the every the bleeds and stuff, I'm like, that's Lee's work. That is Lee's work.
Is there anything, so for me asking kind of you guys, is there anything you felt like, oh, this is a major missed opportunity here? Do you know what I mean?
Oh. That's kind of a hard
I
question
know that is
because
hard
if
because
I'm
I'm not.
being if I'm being honest, like the makeup collaboration was just something that was already completely unexpected. It was something that we never thought we were going to get. So to just see it, I think we're just so happy to even have this kind of opportunity for us fans to have. For me personally, for anything missed, I think you guys did everything that I could have ever wanted.
Good.
Yeah,
That's
we OG fans have been waiting for like this type of collection to drop for years now and stuff. And so when Maribel and you were teasing something, we were just like, what is going on between those two? Speaking of which, I should have asked this. How did you and Maribel connect? Like, how did you guys come across each other's pathways?
She's bought a couple of pieces from me, like
Right.
the leather brands. We did a couple there for when
Yes.
she went
Right.
for Motionless and Black Veil Brides. We did that, and she ordered a jacket as well. And then we chat now and again, and I think she just come to me at some point last year and said, "Do you want to do some design work?" Because she knew I designed all of our merch and stuff like that. So I think she was looking for a designer, and she obviously liked my stuff, so it was just kind of like, yeah. I love designing things as well as obviously on jackets. I love doing the graphic design, and I have been interested in makeup. But you know, when I go in makeup shops, I don't look to buy makeup, but I would look at the branding and stuff like that. So
Yeah.
I'm always interested in that. So it was when she kind of offered that to me, it was just an easy yes, really. And then the first thing was obviously Black Veil Brides, so I was like, oh. yeah, I kind of had to really knuckle down and make sure I got something that was cool. And luckily,
It's
to be fair, it was pretty much the first things that I was trying is what the finished product was. Where I've done a few other things with Cursed, and I've done a couple of reworks, and the finished bits being totally different to the start bit. So for this one, it was pretty much how it started was how it finished.
No,
Which was
I
lucky.
say you definitely nailed the packaging. I love everything about the packaging, the logos, the font, and everything. Like, it's beautiful. It's hauntingly beautiful. So, while working on this collection that you did with BBB and Curse, did you find it a little challenging to collaborate all the ideas from Madame Curse? I'm not sure if Black Veil Brides really had a say in it and your own style as an artist.
I don't know. Obviously, I was kind of on the. I wasn't right in the middle, so I was kind of getting secondhand info. But I was basically left with brief ideas of what we wanted, because, like I said, it was the first time designing makeup. So I'm normally like, well, what size do I have to work with for, if it's what we went with? And it's like, well, I think she come and said we're doing the shape, obviously with it kind of looking like a star pentagram type thing. See, when you open it, this is kind of what we're doing. Then I was expecting a lot of stuff to be given for me, a lot of templates basically of sizes. This is what's going to look like. You just fancy it up a bit. But it was like, oh no, you can do everything on it and put all the, what are the, the little blood drips which the makeup's in. What is that
Yeah,
called?
the
What are they called?
pan, pan,
Little
yeah, that's what I call the eyeshadow pans, yeah.
I'm not up with the makeup lingo. I'll get there though. So then it was like, okay, so I have to actually design each one of those and put those on, and the text underneath, and everything I had to do, which, to be fair, I prefer. But I was expecting to get loads of templates sent, and I just, like I said, fancy it up and then send it back, and that was it. So to go through that full process was really cool. And then doing kind of future ones together, it's like, well, you can basically make what you want in whatever shape you want, then you just do the design with it as well. So that side of thing is always what I've wanted to do, like it's just making stuff, making jackets, making t-shirts, you know, now making makeup. It's I'm just really kind of excited to see what we can do kind of next with Cursed.
Ooh, next. I like next. That. I like hearing that. I mean, since you got to work with both parties, what was it like working closely with Black Veil Brides and Madame Cursed?
Easy, just really easy. I'll send things over and say, do you like this? And she'll say, yeah. Do you know, it's as easy as that, or if maybe change this, or can we do it? Yeah. It's really straightforward. It's really easy. We both get each other in terms of me to Cursed. We get each other what we're doing. And I said to her right when we first started, I said, like, I'll be really upfront and honest. And I want you to be back. And I don't want anyone, because you know when you kind of have businesses come together and you've seen it a million times and certain things take over, whether it's ego or finance or whatever. And I hate all that BS. Like, I just want to make cool stuff and everyone be friendly. And it might sound naive of me, but that's just what I want. I want everyone to have a good time, make some good things, make people happy. And that's all I want. And that's what I want back from you. And she was totally on the same page. And that's why it's been so far. It's just been so easy kind of working together.
Yeah, she seems like a genuine person for sure.
Yeah.
And we're in the same boat. We both own businesses. She's obviously got a bigger business where she employs people as well. But she has the same stresses where she's doing a million things at once, you know, while trying to have a family, and I'm the same. So we both get it, and we both kind of will let off steam to each other now and again about kind of business things or what's stressing us, because we both know kind of what's going on. So there's that kind of friendship network there as well, which is really cool. And I think that strengthens the kind of business side of England as well.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing what you do next with her.
Me too.
I mean, I do know, because Cursed Cosmetic has the Maven group on Facebook. They posted some of the sneak peeks of their new merch t-shirt designs, like the witch, the pumpkin, and what was the other one you designed?
Bat.
The witch. Bat. Okay, yeah.
So,
those look really cool. And I'm like, again, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, yeah, I knew it was in Cursed Cosmetic. Again, your artwork is so identical for me now. It's like, that's Lee's work. And not even looking at the captions or reading the description, like, that's Lee's work.
That means, like, when someone's, I've always said that with my jackets or merch, I don't really expect it to be great or the best thing ever. I'm not saying I'm the best designer by any means, but as long as someone can look at it and go, that's a certain person's work, I think that's more important than, it's like when you hear a song, you can write that so-and-so, you can just tell. You don't have to look and see who it is. I think that's the most important thing. When you hear something or see something, to me, that kind of outweighs everything. So thank you for saying that. That really means a lot.
Of course.
And I was just curious if you were going to ask your one question. If you were going to ask, I don't know if you were. You mentioned the t-shirts,
wait.
Ruth.
Okay, well, I was like, which question? I said so many to you.
I know.
Right, the t-shirt. I mean, just like out of curiosity, I mean, after working with Black Veil Brides with their makeup collection and now with their bleeder shack, it's like, I know you did it with Motionless and you designed a shirt for the fan base for their merch store. I'm just saying, you should talk to Black Veil Brides and design like a really cool shirt for their merch store, like, or like the bleeders or the Morningstar, the logo. I'm just like, because I know you did it for Motionless, and I'm just like, if you do, give me all the units.
I'd be happy to do that. So if anyone's listening who makes those type of decisions, I'm there. So we'll just leave it as that. I'm available.
Yes. BBB Army, let's go. Loop it, share it. Let's go. Let's go. This has to happen, guys. Like, if Motionless, they have it, the Army needs one too.
BBB needs one. I can promise that will sell out so quick.
That your beanies and stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm. Also, just out of curiosity, you probably saw the announcement that Black Veil Brides is going to the Wembley Devil's Night at October the 30th.
Yeah.
Are you by any chance going to that?
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah,
we're jealous.
It should be a really good show, because I saw the big announcement for the tour in America, obviously the Bean tour, and then the tour before in reverse. So I was thinking, oh, the probably's not going to come over this year. So I was a bit gutted about it. And then he obviously announced that. So I presume, I mean, I saw them last year around about February, I think it was, when they toured then. So I presume they must come over maybe next year on a full tour. But to come over and do like a Halloween theme show, especially at Wembley, there's just like that aura around Wembley. So, and with Creeper as well, who were like getting really big in the UK. Really happy to see them kind of being on that show with them. So it should be a really good night. The only thing is, it's a Wednesday night, which is a little bit...
yeah, I saw that.
But it's fine.
Yes, someone in the army is really trying to break Nicole's and I's arm to go. It's just payment, just money. The flights are...
Expensive.
Yeah, they're a little expensive. But from what I've been hearing, the show is going to be amazing and stuff at the Wembley. Like, I've seen photos of the inside the map of the seating chart and stuff. It's huge. It looks massive. And it should be a night to remember. I do know that Andy's parents are going to be there. So that's really cool for them to go and travel there. So I'm hoping you get a chance to see them, and hopefully they have their jackets on that night.
Better. Yeah, I'll be very disappointed if they don't. Hopefully we'll be able to get to meet Andy and the guys. That'd be cool if we can do that as well. So
it's always nice to kind of
when you work with someone. Yeah.
Yeah, we need that photo. We need that
I
photo.
I was just about to say, we'll be looking for
with
that.
Andy and you guys and stuff, because like, you need to happen. You're the artist behind their beautiful jackets and stuff and the makeup collection. It has to happen. If it doesn't, we will raise hell in the social media.
We will riot. But we hope you have fun. Go live our dream.
I know.
A Black Bride Halloween show.
Don't act like you haven't seen them before.
Okay, but a Halloween show. But a Halloween, near Halloween, and especially in the UK, like, I know we said this last time, we always wanted to go to the UK and stuff, because it's just a different experience for one, and the Wembley, it's huge, and so I'm just like, god damn it.
It'll probably be raining then as well, so...
Oh, I mean, hopefully it doesn't. Oh gosh, I really hope it's good weather. Sending positive weather vibes your way for that specific date.
I'm sure either way, it's going to be an amazing night. I mean, Andy's like hyping it up. It's like, oh, we have big plans to do this and that and that. And I'm just like, great, enjoy it. Yeah. All the fans are going.
You've got to go on the top, haven't you, for a Halloween show. You've got to do some real spooky.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun that they are doing it with the Creeper. First time hearing them when they came here to the States. So they're good. They're really good. I like them. Well, I think we are done with all our questions. Wasn't sure if you had any other questions for us, or if not, that's totally fine.
I don't think so, no.
No? Yeah. Well, again, just thank you so much for coming back on and like giving us all the cool backstories and details when it came with the Bleeders jackets and also the makeup collaboration. We cannot wait to have our hands on that collection and stuff and everything.
I can't wait.
And of course, we're always waiting for your always new shirt designs or jackets. I know the spooky season is among us, so.
Well, that's the only thing, obviously, working with Curse, I'm not getting the time to then do far here. Obviously, with Halloween coming up, I'm going to do more of the kind of horror type designs like I did last year. I've not really had chance, just the time to do it this year. So my merch line has kind of suffered. But, you know, it's one of those things. I've only got two hands and 24 hours, and I'm going to do what I can and try not to get too stressed at myself. So as long as I'm enjoying myself, and that's the main thing.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, again, just congratulations to all these amazing opportunities that came to you from this past year and stuff after you recently quit your full-time job to focus on this. So again, congratulations on these amazing opportunities.
Thank you. It really was the best thing that I've ever done. I think I said that at the time, but yeah, it really, really has been.
I'm really glad that we found you as an artist, because your designs we absolutely love. And I think honestly, the first design that I saw was when you made, I believe, the jacket for Rhea Ripley. So personally, just we're so stoked to just know you as a person and to be able to purchase designs from you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Again, thank you so much for coming on. We are excited to see any new projects you'll be working with, or artists maybe sometime in the future you'll be working with. Maybe collaborate again.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so for anyone in the army who has not been following Lee, please go give him a follow on all of his social media links. There will be in the description below. And if you do have some moolah, go to his website, go check out anything that he has available. Or if you want any custom jackets, purses, belts, all the fun custom things, hit up Lee. He's amazing. He's amazing. The wait is worth it. Trust me, it's truly a masterpiece.
Thank you.
And I guess with that, BBB Army, we will see you guys next week. So until then, bye-bye.
Bye.